from KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. You can email your questions and answers this hour to anything@kera.org. And that's where we got these. Chris in Dallas writes, last week American Airlines tried to raise fares but had to scrap the idea after other carriers refused to match the increase. He says, this happens frequently. One carrier announces an increase. If the others also raise fares, it sticks. If they don't, it doesn't. My question, isn't this a form of price fixing or collusion? And have the courts ruled on this question? Ricky, who enjoys the podcast from Thousand Oaks, California, asks, does anybody know the reality of the amount of safety provided by a home security system? He says, it seems that the signs posted outside the home do all the work. When we're home, it's nice to know that the alarm will wake us, but when we're not home, you would think that that it wouldn't really matter if the alarm goes off because the burglars would be in and out so fast. Anyone has an opinion on this, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Josiah in Arlington asks, why do insects and arachnids turn upside down when they die? He says, at first I thought our cat was perhaps turning them over, but about a week later I saw a dead cockroach in the garage, also upside down. He says, so in the absence of wind or mischievous felines, why do insects flip upside down when they die? Dan in Dallas wants to know how to determine exactly what Seinfeld episode in a syndicated rerun aired on October 16th, 1997 at 10:30 p.m. on local channel 11. He says, after laughing at a joke during that episode, my pregnant wife determined that it was time to go to the hospital to give birth. Now our daughter, age 10, is a Seinfeld fan, wants to know what episode led to her birth later that evening, actually early the next morning. He says, maybe the Dallas Public Library has microfiche of the Dallas Morning News TV listings, but would that include the show title or description? Would Channel 11 have a record? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Bill in Arlington asks, why, when I put refrigerator ice in my portable cooler, do the cubes fuse together as they melt? But with clear ice, I guess from the store, the cubes remain separated and do not fuse together. And one more before we go to the phones here. This is from Pam in Dallas. It says, I have an extremely bright and curious 8-year-old who's very concerned about the sun, its orbit, and the fact that it is burning out. At first, she was concerned because she heard the sun was moving closer to the Earth. And in my attempt to make her feel better about this, I told her it was actually a star and that it would one day burn out. This was not a good move on my part, Pam writes. Now she's worried that the sun is burning out. The kid is 8. She should not be so caught up in this, but she is. So I'd like a simple and non-scary explanation to give her so that she can return to being a little girl and not a 40-year-old with the weight of the solar system on her shoulders. I try to explain to her that what is happening with the sun will take another million years or so to occur, but children live in the moment. So that is a concept she cannot quite grasp, and it does not bring her much comfort. Any help that your audience can give would be greatly appreciated. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Let's get started with Rick in Frisco. Hello, Rick.
Hi. I think I have an answer for the collusion one about the airlines.
Okay.
I would think it would be a sign of collusion if they didn't respond to market pressure and adjust each other's prices. I think that's a sign that they're not in collusion.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If they're in collusion, they do it secretly. They refuse to buckle on it and they have ridiculous fees.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a press release. There'd just be an increase
right,
in prices.
Right.
Okay.
My question is, I don't understand ACH transfers. Like, for example, if I transfer some cash from my checking account to my E-Trade account because I want to buy some stock,
mm-hmm.
it's immediately taken out of my checking because it shows up there, but it doesn't show up, for example, in E-Trade for sometimes a week or two. And I've asked both ends, I said, okay, where is my money? I understand that it's digital transfer and it's not paper being mailed around, but it's somewhere, And I'm wondering, does somebody get to hold it and make interest off of it? Is it mm-hmm. really that complicated in the information age? What is really going on?
Is it a digital transfer, though? Because don't some bill-paying programs, some banks have a digital relationship with one of your billers, and some banks actually print out a check and mail it.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, okay. Let's ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Up next is Malcolm in Josephine. Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great.
My question is, on a tape measure at about 19 3/16, maybe 7/32nds. There's a little black diamond. If you measure the same increment, there it is again in the same spot, equally spaced out. What is that little black diamond for?
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
All right.
Thanks very much. 800-933-5372. Anything at KERA.org, that's where Miles in Carrollton writes, I'm always hearing that cars are most fuel efficient at 55 miles per hour, and this is the miles per gallon rating they show on the window of new cars. He says, since the national highway speed limit was raised, why haven't manufacturers changed the gear ratio on cars to make them more fuel efficient at the new national highway speed limit? He says, or is this not a matter of gear ratio? That's why we do the show, Miles, 800-933-5372. Gary in Argyle says, I have two children enrolled at an out-of-state summer camp, and we are reconsidering that choice for an in-state camp. Can anyone recommend a summer camp within Texas suitable for 11-year-old boy, 14-year-old girl? While the camp they have been attending provides excellent care, we've become a bit concerned about the strong emphasis on religion, so we're looking for a more secular program this summer. Call us, 800-933-5372. Some of these from last week, Amy wrote us and said, I've been all over the internet, and a Dallas County recycling center on Forest Lane does not seem to exist. Can you ask for a clarification from listeners, or at least the Dallas County governing entity does not dabble in recycling, only hazardous household waste, and I can find no city or private recycling centers on Forest Lane. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Todd in Arlington. Hello, Todd.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I need to know if any of the listeners know of who or where, and maybe even the cost of a digital photography class. And it could be in the just anywhere in the general DFW area, you know, within 40 miles or so.
Right. Okay.
And I'd appreciate that.
You know, I think to preempt some of the calls we might get, you might try the Dallas County or Tarrant County Community College districts.
Okay.
I think Dallas County Community, it's just Dallas County Community College. There's one website for all the campuses. It's dccc.edu, and probably Tarrant County Community College is the same way. And then there are also places. There's a place in Dallas called the Creative Arts Center of Dallas, which is in East Dallas, near Mesquite, kind of, that offers things, you know, different kinds of arts classes. I'm not sure about digital photography. And you might also check with the camera retailer in your neighborhood, because they may be able to point you in a direction too. But all that said, someone will call and email probably with a class that's right in your neck of the woods. So we'll see if we can get that from them.
I appreciate that, Jeff. And to make it a little easier on them, I've got a very, very advanced camera, and I'm a new beginner, so maybe they might be able to narrow it down even further for me.
Very good. Thanks very much, Todd. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Austin in Dallas. Hello, Austin.
Hey, I got two answers for you and a question.
Okay.
Yeah, for the security thing, a lot of security systems are hooked up so that you have an alert that goes to the police department, to the fire department, and to whatever medical service you have in the area.
Right.
And there's a transfer station or like a call center kind of thing for each security company that when the alarm goes off for a certain amount of time, there's a relay between to that place, and then they'll, depending on how your system works, they'll call in, or they'll alert someone else. So usually what happens is that the call goes to the police within 3 or 4 minutes of any event happening, and the reason it takes a long time is usually police response. Also, they have stuff where they can have like an automatic two-way radio thing happen inside your house.
Right.
Anyway,
talk to the person at Brinks or whoever the provider is.
Yeah, exactly. They can tell you. They can tell you all about that kind of thing.
So you're voting. So Austin, I take it you're voting for the security system actually does make you safer.
Well, you know, I'd rather someone break into a house that has no one in it, so I don't really use one.
Okay.
But then like the little girl who's scared about the sun.
Right.
I mean, that's not a big deal because when this like. We're like 9 minutes from the sun at the speed of light, so once the sun does go out, we'll have 9 minutes anyway, so that might be a little more reassuring for her.
Very good.
And then also, I wanted to know...
Maybe it will be.
Yeah, well, you know, physics. I was just curious, how fast does a knuckleball need to travel over home plate in order to be unhittable?
Well, we'll ask. It's not something I can even try to answer, but we'll ask and see if we get an answer for it.
Thank you, guys. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Christian says, the sun won't burn out for another 5 billion years. He says, we'll all be dead or be living in space by then. Richard in Mansfield writes, the sign in the yard for the security system does most of the work. He says, a friend of mine used to sell alarm system signs. He made up the name for $35 just for that reason. He says, I don't know the exact numbers, but I remember reading somewhere that subdivisions with faux gates had a comparable crime rate to neighborhoods with real gates. So we'll keep that debate going, and let's keep it going with Kevin in Dallas. Hello, Kevin. Are you there, Kevin? Kevin? Kevin, call us back. How about we talk to Jack in Dallas? Hello, Jack.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
I have an answer for the Seinfeld thing.
Yeah.
The Internet Movie Database, it's imdb.com.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you can put in what episode you're looking for. If you know the name of it, that would help you. But normally you can just put in Jerry Seinfeld. It'll pull up everything he's appeared in, and actually they list by date episodes.
Even the syndicated rerun dates?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Well, that's a great suggestion, Jack. Thanks very much.
No problem.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Answers from last week's show. Let's see. Phil in Fort Worth wrote about what kind of antenna someone needs to get radio or TV signal. He says, I went to AntennaWeb, all one word, .org to determine the kind of antenna I needed. He says, you just put in your address. It will tell you how strong of an antenna you need and which direction you should point it in. He said it was very helpful for me. Tom in East Dallas, the Tom, says, hey, Jeff, those aren't ravens in Lakewood. They are plain old crows, really big crows. He says, ravens live in New Mexico in Edgar Allan Poe's dreams. He says, they are here because they're natives and are very active in the summer around here. He says, what brings them to East Dallas is food, like dog food, small squirrels, and all kinds of people food. And he said they specifically come to Lakewood to hang out with a higher class of people. That's Tom's editorial statement there. Thanks, Tom. Robert writes and says, regarding the bird question, although don't know why the birds would be congregating near the caller's home, the birds are probably crows, as ravens are not indigenous to this area. And he says, there are at least three Burger Kings open in Fort Worth, Northeast 820 at Beach Street, Northwest 820 at Lake Worth Drive, and I-30 at East Chase Parkway. That was in response to the question about what has happened to all the Burger Kings in Fort Worth. And his question, Robert sent a question as well, why and who decided to expand the Metroplex in the direction of McKinney? Why not towards Kauffman, Granbury, Weatherford, and Decatur? I would say just probably wait 20 or 30 years, Robert, because it's going to start growing somewhere, because I think Oklahoma, we can't really keep moving into Oklahoma. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Jareth in Arlington. Hello, Jareth.
Hi. My question was, how old was Mozart when he first heard and decided to write out the score to Gregorio Allegri's Miserere Mei Deus? And that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, we'll ask.
All right, thank
you. Thanks. 800-933-5372. Up next is Brent in Fort Worth. Hello, Brent.
Hey. I have an answer about the summer camp. It's not, sorry about that. It's not a camp in Texas, but it was founded by a guy from Fort Worth, Texas. He used to be the Pascal High School football coach.
Okay.
He died several years ago. I think it's still run by his daughter and her husband. I went there for 3 years from when I was 11 through 14. I don't remember religion being mentioned once. And I remember being very homesick on a Saturday, which faded very quickly on a Sunday when I realized I wasn't going to be made to dress up and go to church.
What camp was it? What's it called?
Blue Mountain Ranch in Florissant, Colorado.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks.
All right. 800-933-5372. You know what, Brody, I've got you on, but I just realized we're going to have to take a break, so let me put you on hold, and I'll come right back to you after the break. It is anything you ever wanted to know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA 90.1, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. And Brody in Granbury is on the air. Brody, sorry about that. Bad clock management on my part.
Not a problem. I actually had two answers for you.
Okay.
The first was about the ACH checking and why it takes so long to get there.
Sure.
And the answer is that the way that transfer works is through the Federal Reserve Bank. And so where that money is between the caller's bank account and E-Trade account is going from the Federal Reserve Bank, wherever his bank account is,
okay,
to the Federal Reserve Bank, wherever the E-Trade Bank is, and from there then to E-Trade. And sometimes it takes a few days for that transfer to happen.
Okay, so and just to chime in, we got an answer from Diana in Dallas. It said, an electronic tape is shipped to the ACH processing house from his bank, then to the recipient, who then processes it. And yes, the Fed makes money off the transaction due to the lag time and possibly the company it's sent to, until it's posted to his account when he officially starts earning interest. And Diana says he'd be better off mailing a check himself or find some digital alternative.
That's right, because then it stays in his bank account for the entire time until it gets there.
Okay.
The other answer was about why 55 miles an hour is still the most fuel efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is that you really can't change aerodynamics. Even though you can mess with the gear ratios of the car, there's still the fact that going 70 miles an hour, you've got a whole lot more air that's building up in front of your car than you do if you're going 55 miles an hour. So the difference in those aerodynamic shapes is going to really change what fuel efficiency you get, even if you've got a lower gear ratio like an overdrive.
Very good. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Raina in Dallas. Hello, Raina.
Hi, this is Raina. I was actually calling also about the ACH clearinghouse question.
Okay.
But just to add to what the last caller said, the clearinghouse actually takes about an average of 2 business days to clear. But because it works as an electronic check, for the most part, banks and brokerage companies both, and I work for a brokerage company, that's why I know this, have a hold time for check clearing.
Right.
And that can average from 1 business day to 5 business days. So in her situation, both companies may have a large hold, or in the gentleman's situation, I'm sorry, the both companies that he has may have a longer holding period than other companies. Because I bank with 2 different banks, and I find that if I do electronic transfers to both banks, I will get one bank in 2 days and the next bank in 5 days. It just depends on their holding period also.
Very good. Thanks very much, Raina.
Thank you.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. A couple of people, Rob and Bob, sent in answers to the black diamond on the tape measure. This is from Lowe's.com. Many tape measures also have a small black diamond every 19.2 inches. The diamond is an alternative OC or on-center spacing for framing materials. The diamond OC spacing matches 16-inch OC spacing every 8 feet, so it is compatible with most sheet goods, plywood, paneling, etc. The benefit of using the diamond spacing is that you save one joist or stud every 8 feet. It also says, however, always check with your local building authority before using an alternate spacing. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Dalen in Dallas. Hello, Dalen.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have an answer for the digital photography question.
Okay.
The cheapest, best alternative forum would be to go look at a website called TexasPhotoForum.com. It's an online forum of local Texas photographers. 99% of them shoot digitally. It's free to register. They've got people there from, you know, people that just started to people who have been doing it professionally for 40 years. It's very active. Just type in, you know, introduce yourself, say, hey, we're going to go get classes, and they'll give you advice on equipment choices, lighting, post-processing, whatever. And best of all, it's all free, and it's local here in Dallas.
Okay, give it to me one more time.
TexasPhotoForum.com.
Very good. We'll put a link to that on the Anything page for today's show as well.
Great, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck in the shooting.
All right, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Hopper in Dallas writes, does anyone know where to get a good vegetarian Parmesan cheese? I guess somewhere that sells veggie cheeses. I guess cheese would be in quotes there. Greg writes with a couple of questions. Is there a chemical that can be used to etch metal, like steel, instead of using an engraving tool? For example, if I were to paint it on sheet metal, would it etch onto the metal? And the other question, Do you remember the license stickers that had the month and year on them that you placed on the license plate? I'd like to know if anyone knows the manufacturer of the tape in a generic form that is without any month or date on it. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Someone wants to know where to find good recipes for people with multiple food allergies. My cousin is allergic to wheat, soy, dairy, egg, tomato, and peanuts. This is from Kat. Ross in Dallas wants to know if anyone can recommend an Indonesian restaurant in the DFW area. I lived in Indonesia for many years, Ross says, and dearly miss it. And John in Rockwall, this is going to go under the category of debates that we have on this show. John in Rockwall writes, I clean my toothbrush between uses by dunking it into a bottle of isopropyl alcohol, but my wife says this will eventually contaminate the alcohol and that I should instead pour a small amount into a glass and then discard that after the toothbrush has been disinfected. Can the standard 70% isopropyl alcohol commonly sold at drugstores become contaminated? And if so, how long might it take? Do the germ-killing properties of alcohol eventually deteriorate or expire? Call us if you have toothbrush cleaning suggestions or if you know how long isopropyl alcohol stays sterile. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to April in Carrollton. Hello, April.
Hello. I have an answer for the lady with the 8-year-old who
is worried about the sun. Yes.
Yes. I have an 8-year-old, and I found that the best solution for questions and fears is to go to the library, and especially with books on planets and the solar system, mm-hmm. the children's section generally has tons of appropriate materials, and if go to a children's librarian and ask and just get books on the sun and on the solar system, and she'll probably find that the little girl will find her own answers and be comforted and talk instead of just the kind of vague reassurances. It's billions of years. That really doesn't mean so much, but if you can get real facts that are age-appropriate, she'll probably work through those fears on her own.
Very good. Thanks, April.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Richard in Mansfield writes to anything at kera.org. From what I understand, he says car manufacturers have not made cars more efficient at higher speeds because the national test to determine gas mileage is still 40 miles per hour. If the national standard were raised and included air conditioning, we'd get a much clearer picture of the total cost of car ownership, as well as probably more efficient vehicles. Victor, who plays the guitar, wants to know where to recycle guitar strings. He says, I don't think you can just toss them in the city's recycle bin. And Donna writes, if you agree to a temporary custody of a child until the trial is over, are you able to return that child to the parents immediately after the trial has vindicated the parents? That's a good question. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. And appropriately, from Mark, it says, answers from a lawyer. These are for some questions we had last week about the speed limit. Mark says, under Texas law, the speed limit is a reasonable and prudent speed under the circumstances then existing. In a prosecution for speeding, the posted speed limit is presumed to be the maximum reasonable and prudent speed unless evidence is introduced showing another speed was reasonable under the circumstances, in which case the presumption in favor of the posted limit disappears. The prosecution must then establish that the driver drove at an unreasonable and imprudent speed with evidence other than the posted limit, which becomes irrelevant. There are certainly circumstances it is reasonable and prudent to exceed the posted limit, such as when passing or to avoid being run over, and that is not illegal speeding. He says, regarding the question about medical databases, he says it does exist. It's the Medical Information Bureau, MIB. He says you have a right to see your information, and if you Google it, you can find out more information on that. 800-933-5372. Up next is Scott in Little Elm. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how you doing? I've got an answer on the home security question.
Okay.
I used to work for ADT, and during the initial training, the greatest deterrent is the sign in the front yard.
Very good.
Most burglars will kick in a back door about 3 o'clock in the afternoon to come in and steal anything from your house. That said, I also used to sell camera security systems,
right.
One of the jobs I had in my past life. And what I learned, putting two and two together, if you have a house alarm, someone kicks the door in, it's an after-the-fact statement, basically. Right. The alarm goes off, the cops call you, they finally show up, the guy's stole what he wanted to, and he's gone.
Right.
If you had a camera system in your house, at least you have a picture of someone. And, you know, once I've done been in both industries, my professional opinion in the end is you're better off having a security system with a camera in your house. It's nice to have alarms and lights blinking and things to run a burglar off. But if you can't go in, and I mean, if you can walk up to the police station and say, here is a picture of the person that kicked in my back door, you know, it makes sense to me. That
right. Whether you know, have a whether you have an alarm that sounds or not.
Yeah, it's you know, the alarm and the lights blinking, things like that, is just an audible deterrent to scare the guy off. But by all means, if you can put a sign in your front yard. Now, you can buy signs down like at Walmart, but a good smart thief recognizes those as just being bogus signs,
right.
Although they're better than nothing. If you can get like an ADT or one of the local security company, get their sign and put it in your front yard, that's a whole lot better than nothing.
So the thief that you said would kick in the back door 3 o'clock in the afternoon when nobody's home, has he or she driven by the front to see if there's a sign out there?
Well, if they see a sign, they generally will move on. Yeah.
Okay.
If they see a sign, they're like, well, I'm not going to take any chances. And that's the statistics that, after they were arrested, people ask them, how and when and why do you do this?
Very good. All right. Well,
and that's just my opinion. Put a sign out there if you can get it, whether you got an alarm or not. And the next backup, in my opinion, the best system is to have a camera system in your house.
Very good. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Linda in Mesquite. Hello, Linda.
Hi. Yes, I have an answer about the camp in Texas.
Okay.
Question. My kids are currently at Camp Grady Spruce. It is a YMCA camp based over at Possum Kingdom Lake. And even though it is basically a Christian camp, they're very open-minded. I personally am an atheist, and my children come back for their fourth year, and they never say that religion's ever forced down their throat. It's more of an appreciation for God in general and nature.
Okay.
And so they're very liberal, and I highly recommend them.
Well, thanks very much, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Lori in Mansfield recommends Camp Olympia. It's a camp located near Livingston in East Texas. Lori says, I made a lot of great friends attending this camp as a teen and preteen. They run 2- and 3-week sessions. Great camp, lots to do. Camp Olympia, OLYMPIA, can be found on the web by searching for the name. And Mark writes that Collin County Community College, and Mark, thank you very much, because I mentioned Dallas and Tarrant, but Collin County Community College, he says, has the best photography department in the Southwest. The department is chaired by Bird Williams, an internationally known award-winning photographer who is also tremendously entertaining. The department is both technically and aesthetically adept, producing many award-winning photographers. Thank you, Mark, for that reminder. I appreciate that. From the question stack, Linda in Fort Worth wants to know what agency is responsible for inspecting gas pumps to make sure they are properly calibrated. With the price of gas so high, I've been paying more attention to how many gallons I pump, and there have been times I think I'm paying for more gallons than I actually pump. Jeremy in Arlington asks, what organization or standard compares the state gas average to the national gas average? I guess that's the price. And Ed in Dallas wants to know if this new box that's being required for televisions is the only way to go. He says, let me explain. I understand if you have cable or satellite, your televisions will work. However, if you're like myself, my most recent television purchase was 7 years ago, and all my TVs are cable-ready with the exception of two that I have, which are still black and white. One provides news. The other is located in my garage. Will a box be available that can simply broadcast a signal to all televisions without having each television on a digital box? You know, Ed, I think the answer is going to be you could get one box, but I don't know if they're going to make boxes that have splitters so you could run a signal to each TV, but they will probably have to be hardwired in. I'm no engineer. That's why we do the show. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. Up next is Ronson in Dallas. Hello, Ronson.
Hey, good afternoon.
Same to you.
I have a suggestion for the fellow who wanted to track down the Seinfeld episode.
Okay.
IMDb generally only lists the premiere dates, and I think the caller said that he remembered it being on Channel 11 the night his wife went into labor. So that would have been a repeat or syndication.
Channel 11, October 16th, 1997 at 10:30 p.m.
Okay, what I would, since he has that exact time and date, what I would do is contact either the Writers Guild of America or the Directors Guild, because they keep track of every single airing everywhere for residuals, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And they are crackerjack at that. So if he were to get online and go to wga.org or dga.org, he may have to sift around. I apologize. I'm in a car right now. I don't have an exact link for him. But there is someone who works at both guilds who's, it is their department, their responsibility to keep track of every single airing everywhere worldwide.
Very good. Well, thanks very much, Ronson.
You betcha.
All right. Take care. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Patty in Dallas. Hello, Patty.
Hi there. I have an answer for the person who is looking for recipes for severe food allergies.
Sure.
I have a severe gluten allergy and have found that celiac.org, C-E-L-I-A-C.org, lists not only gluten-free recipes, but recipes for people with all food allergies, and has links to several other websites as well.
Very good. Thanks very much, Patty.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, the email address, anything@kera.org. That's where Jay wrote that bugs, this is an answer to the why bugs always die on their backs. He says bugs move their legs by increasing and decreasing the pressure of their internal liquids. When bugs die, the pressure decreases and the legs curl up. Bugs are top heavy, he says, so they flip over. Don writes, the bugs roll over onto their backs when they die because their body center of gravity is elevated above their legs. When they no longer control their balance, the center of gravity seeks the lowest stable elevation with the ground, that is, on the ground. I would say that's probably, those are definitive answers there. Oh, and he also chimes in, money is transferred between banks and brokerages through third-party contractor transfer clearinghouse companies. If Bank A uses the same third-party transfer company as Bank B, transfers can be done electronically within 24 hours. If the banks use separate third-party transfer companies, Bank A's transfer company must mail a deposit check to Bank B's transfer company via U.S. mail, 5 to 7 days delivery time. This explains the apparent disappearance of the money for a short period of time. It's anything you ever wanted to know. One more segment after a break. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us at anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number to call in with your questions and answers, 800-933-5372. The email address, of course, which is always available, is anything@kera.org. Check out the Anything page at kera.org/anything. We're doing some new things with the Anything page, and thanks to the place TCU, the TCU over in Fort Worth. We have an intern this summer, Emily Cox, and she is collating and coordinating some answers and questions. So you're actually going to be able to start searching for your questions and answers a little bit via text on the webpage at kera.org/anything. Check it out. Let us know what you think. And it's something that we're hoping to do a little bit more with. And while you're there, you can download audio, you can sign up for the free podcast, and check out the super cool redesigned KERA.org anyway. The web department here is has got that website in order, and it looks great. Let's get back to the show at 800-933-5372 and talk to Yvonne in Allen. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello. I'm calling about camps. Texas has very famous camps. And for your caller in, the Hill Country has the largest groups of camps in Hunt, Texas. And these, none of these are religious camps, although religious camps are located in Hunt. For boys, we have Camp La Junta, Camp Stewart, and Camp Rio Vista. For his daughter, there is Heart of the Hills, Camp Mystic in Voldemort. Now, most of the girls in Dallas from Hockaday go to Voldemort, so I'd like to alert that listener. That's a very, very pricey camp.
Okay.
But those camps are worth anybody just going up on a weekend and look at.
Okay.
And my second answer for you is the American Dietary Society has a website. Just go to Google and put it in, and they will assist you in menus and recipes for any kind of allergy or diseases you might have.
Very good. Thanks very much, Yvonne.
Bye-bye.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more camp suggestion from Julia in Sherman. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I have also a response to the question about camp. I don't have an answer, but I just wanted to respond to the person that suggested Camp Olympia.
Uh-huh.
I went there as a kid for many years, and while I don't think it's specifically a Christian camp, it is. They do incorporate religious activities.
Okay.
As like they have a weekly church service, so if the parents are specifically looking for a camp with no religious affiliation whatsoever, I would not suggest Camp Olympia, although it is a great camp. I'm not trying to...
Yeah, I think if I recall,
anything.
They said more secular programs.
Right.
So,
they do incorporate religious services.
Okay.
So.
Very good.
Okay,
thanks very much.
Love your show.
Oh, thanks very much. And let's see, I lied. This is the last camp suggestion from Jennifer that came in at anything@kera.org. Jennifer says there are many YMCA camps in Texas, which are great. She says, I grew up going to Camp Flaming Arrow in the Hill Country. She says you can also find information on summer camps at swuuc.org. Camps start next week. While not secular, these are sponsored by Unitarian Universalist congregations, and people of all beliefs are welcome. Emphasis is on outdoor fun and how to live with one another respectfully in community. So thanks for all those camp suggestions. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Mike in Dallas. Hello, Mike.
Hello. I had a response to the lady looking for a recycling center on Forest Lane.
Okay.
She might have been speaking of the Home Chemical Collection Center, which is on Plano Road between Miller and Forest Lane. But there is a Dry Gulch Recycling Center at 9500 Harry Hines for regular recyclable materials, and there's three others, I understand. She can get 311, and they can probably
okay.
give her those locations, or maybe they're in the phone book. If you have time, I have another comment about the mileage.
Okay.
I've owned at least one car that did get better gas mileage at 70 than 55 because of the way it was designed and geared. And
which car was that?
Well, it was an old 122S Volvo station wagon with overdrive, and at 70, it was just right and overdrive, but if I was going 55, I couldn't use it. It was lugging it and burning more gas, and then I'd have to go back down to fourth, and that was running faster and more gas. So it depends on the car and the speed and the way the engine is functioning. Over 70, though, air does get to be a real factor, and the high-speed cars have high horsepower in order to combat that. But that one did get better gas mileage at 70, which was 27, 28.
Very good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. Up next is David in Waxahachie. Hello, David.
I had to answer about the gas pump question.
Sure. The regulation of the...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Texas Department of Agriculture does that, handles the weights and measures for all the gas pumps in the state of Texas.
Okay.
If she has a complaint or if she thinks she's getting short measure or not getting what she's paying for, she can call Austin at 800-TELL-TDA.
Okay.
TELL-TDA, and she can, submit a complaint, and they'll go out there and check those pumps out for her.
How often are they supposed to, calibrate those pumps or check them?
I think the state tests them once every 4 years.
Okay.
There are stickers on the pumps that tell you the last time they were inspected.
Okay. And they don't actually calibrate them. They just check them, and then if it's not calibrated, they shut it down, I guess.
Yes, sir. They shut it down, and the store is supposed to, call a licensed serviceman to come out there and recalibrate those pumps.
Very good. Thanks, David.
Thank you, bud.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. W writes about the multiple non-digital televisions. It says if the questioner is already splitting one's antenna output to multiple TVs, then there's no reason they shouldn't be able to similarly split the converter's output. Just think of the converter as a filter in the antenna line. That's a great suggestion. Al writes regarding the question about storing a toothbrush in alcohol. Al says alcohol should retain its antiseptic properties for a long time. The exception would be gradual dilution from the water or saliva on the toothbrush. However, Al writes, I would be more concerned with the ingestion of small amounts of alcohol over a long period of time. It might be better to store the toothbrush in an antiseptic mouthwash like Listerine or to wash the brush in a dishwasher once weekly. From an antitrust specialist,
In response to the question about airline collusion, if two or more airlines got together and reached an agreement that affected prices or terms such as fee charges, that agreement would constitute a federal criminal antitrust violation. If the airlines decide independently to copy what another airline has done, it's not an antitrust violation. Whether or not the company announces the decision has no relation to whether or not it was reached independently. And let's see, Erica and Hurst says, you keep getting more statistics on physics as though there's some logic that can assuage irrational fears of a kid that age. This is about the 8-year-old who's worried about the sun. Erica says, speaking as someone who once was a kid that age who worried about those sorts of things, it's just misdirected anxiety. And if you don't want a sticker in therapy, generally some sort of hobby like sports, artistic endeavors, anything like that that helps for sociability is enough. And not all the information in the sun probably won't help from Erica. Thanks very much, Erica. Let's talk next to John in Fort Worth. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing fine.
Well, I was just going to confirm the two answers you had. One of them regarding the POMS, yes, it is checked by the Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
And the digital television question is, the short answer to that is yes, you can slip fine. The long answer is, of course, depends on how many TVs, how long those runs are, et cetera,
right,
et cetera. But the short answer is yes, you can split it 100 times.
I guess if you're already running the a splitter, you just put the filter or the new digital antenna before the splitter, and there you go.
Yeah, I suppose you could do it that way. I don't know. Like I said, the short answer is yes. The long answer is I don't know if there's signal loss or anything after the through the converter or not. But yeah, you could do that. You could just put it in the line, and like you said, it's before the TV and after the antenna, and it would serve the same.
Great. All right. Thanks very much, John.
Thanks.
Up next is Angie in Richardson. Hello, Angie.
Hi. I had an answer on the food allergy question. I have food allergies instead of my children, and two of the websites that I frequently visit are the Food Allergy Network website. You can just Google that, and then the other one for recipes would be the Parents of Children with Food Allergies. I can't remember the exact web address, but if you Google that, they have message boards, and it's really great for information.
Great. Thanks very much.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. John wrote us, in regards to the question of who decided that the Metroplex Dallas-Fort Worth should grow to the north. John says cities grow upstream from sewage treatment plants, or someone has to build and operate expensive pumping stations to raise the sewage in order to get it to the treatment plant. Okay. A question from Nick at UT Dallas. Most stop signs have an accompanying stop line painted on the road. I was under the impression that the stop line is where you're legally required to stop. However, at the main intersection coming into UT Dallas, the stop signs and stop lines are separated by very large crosswalks. After fully stopping at the first stop line, do I have to again stop at the sign 50 feet further, or am I legally okay to drive through that sign? I'd like to know, because the other drivers get upset if you don't stop at the sign, but I feel like I can get pulled over if I don't stop at the line. However, stopping at both seems a little ridiculous. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this also from Lynn in Dallas, who says, my husband's very tall. Whenever we fly, we arrive early at the airport so that we can try to change our seat assignments and get seats in the emergency exit rows because there's more leg room. It's always been our understanding that the airlines won't allow you to reserve seats in the exit row in advance because safety regulations require the airline agent to see you first to confirm that you are indeed strong enough to be able to open the emergency doors. The last few times we've flown, however, we've been unable to get seats in the exit rows. Does anyone know if it's possible on American or Southwest to reserve these seats in advance? And if so, what is the procedure? And one more question before we get to a couple more calls here. Nikki in Forest Hill wants to know, how does the coin-operated pool table know that the cue ball is different from the other balls? 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Gabrielle in Arlington. Hello, Gabrielle.
Hi. I had an answer for you.
Okay.
In regards to the vegetarian cheese, maybe a little controversial, but the PETA website lists an array of different products, both vegan and vegetarian.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good resource to go to. Additionally, they do have a lot of recipes on there. So it might help with someone with milk allergies because they're vegan. Any other allergies, I can't help you with.
Very good. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372. Let's talk to Rachel in Dallas. Hello, Rachel.
Hi. I have another website for you if you want, but I also have a question.
Okay. What's your website?
For food allergies, since you mentioned vegan website, there's another website called VegWeb.com, VegWeb.com.
Okay.
And they have all dairy-free and egg-free recipes there as well.
Very good.
But that's not why I called. Why I called is I was talking to a friend the other night, and she mentioned that when you see shoes on a power line, it's supposed to mean that there's a drug dealer's house nearby, and even that the different color shoes mean different things you can get, and I wanted to know if that was true.
You know, we've had this question, but it's been a long time, and that's one of the myths that the shoes hang. But you know, if you've never played the game, it's very hard to get a pair of shoes hooked on a power line.
And
I would say that you know, my favorite answer that we've gotten to this is that it's a game, and you and your friend tie your shoes together. And you take turns throwing each other's shoes at the power line, and whoever wins, obviously the other person loses because they lose their shoes.
Right.
But, you know, I'm no expert on this kind of thing, and we'll ask again and see if we get some other answers. Probably not today, but next week. But that was my favorite answer we got a while back when had this question before.
Well, maybe a drug dealer will call.
Well, maybe so. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Let's talk to Polly in Richardson. Hello, Polly.
Hi there. I was just wondering if you might know or someone might know where you could send 2,000 or 3,000 photos and have them digitized
at a
reasonable price.
These are prints, and you want someone to scan them all in.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It would take forever for us to scan them, so I didn't know if there might be a source.
Well, we'll ask, and if we don't get an answer in the next 30 or 40 seconds, we'll hopefully have one for you next week.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks very much.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, time for one more call. Let's talk to Justin in Flower Mound. Hello, Justin.
There was a gentleman that was asking about etching metal.
Yes.
Selenic acid,
mm-hmm.
Is used as an antiquing solution, and it'll make a nice dark patina on it. If you want to actually etch it, any strong acid should do it. You can use a wax resist, depending on the type of acid,
right.
And lay that down in reverse, put your acid on, and it should etch whatever you want.
So just a little experimentation, careful experimentation, I guess.
Most of the chemicals that can etch metal are highly dangerous.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for saying that, Justin. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. Anything you ever wanted to know is produced by yours truly. Our engineer is Jeannie Mascaro. Thank you, Jeannie. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thank you, Fiona. And our assistant producer is Brandilyn Barnett. Thank you, Brandilyn. You can download episodes of the show at KERA.org and sign up for the free weekly podcast while you're there. And, of course, please send your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you very much for listening, for calling in and participating, and have a great weekend.